Bonsoir tous, this is London Calling. Welcome to the Sounds of London.
A battle come down, London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing. Except for the ring and the crunch of thing. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engine stop running.
Good evening everyone and welcome to London Calling. He's back, I'm afraid.
Rock and roll doctor.
Robin Barnes is back in the studio. What are you going to talk about tonight?
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, everybody. Bonsoir tout le monde. Okay.
Good evening.
Tonight. That's my Jeremy Clarkson impression. About 2 or 3 years ago, I did a show called Get Your Rocks Off Live. All the tracks were live. So this is like part two. All the tracks I'm going to play are live. Live tracks, if you like.
Air guitar, then.
You ready to rock?
Yeah.
Because they're all pretty rocking, these.
Yeah.
You ready to roll?
I'm ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, baby. Okay.
When you are.
A recent show, I played a track off this album, Made in Japan, Deep Purple, and we're going to hear
my favorite.
Highway Star. We'll be right back.
Get your rocks off.
Oh, let's just play the whole of Made in Japan.
Oh yeah, the greatest.
Forget my other tracks.
The greatest live album ever.
Ah,
must be
definitely in my top three. yeah, Deep Purple. What can you say?
I've got that album, and it's got. Unfortunately, I lent it to someone. They came back with a scratch. I'd never forgive them.
Well, this one, Made in Japan.
Yeah,
it was a double. Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh well.
Oh well.
Okay.
Next.
So I hope people like that to kick off the show. Lovely. Right. Staying with a British band, Humble Pie, who were formed in 1969. Stevie Marriott used to be in the Small Faces. Peter Frampton used to be in a British pop band called The Herd. Greg Ridley on bass used to be in Spooky Tooth. And a very young guy, Jerry Shirley, who's only about 19. And this is a great live album. Live at the Fillmore, 4 Day Creep. And I love Stevie at the beginning when he goes, "All right, all right." Don't think the Americans knew what hit them. Let's hear it. 4 Day Creep, Humble Pie. Rock on.
Humble Pie.
Humble
4 Day Creep. Wasn't that great?
1971. It was a double on vinyl when it came out. I remember buying it. Mm-hmm. And it's in my top three or four live albums ever. Made in Japan, performance live at the Fillmore, Humble Pie, Zeppelin, How the West Was Won, and Bob Seger, Live Bullet. So
brilliant.
Yeah.
Great voice.
Stevie Marriott. Yeah, fantastic. For small little faces. Little guy. I think he was shorter than Mark Pearcey.
Great.
It's hard to believe. Purple.
Oh, leave Mark
Real
alone.
Cockney. And he sadly died 91, 92, I think, in a house fire. Tragic.
Mm.
So, there we are.
There we are. Well, let's move on.
Okay, moving on. Now, Ian, you're a guitarist.
Mm-hmm. So they say.
Do you like a little bit of slide guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Good slide guitar. Yeah. You're going to like the next one, mate. I'm talking about George Thorogood and his Delaware Destroyers. The ultimate rock and roller. George Thorogood. He's still going, I think. He must be late 60s now. And this is a track, live track from 1994. And it's called Gear Jammer. And it's the ultimate truck driver song. Go for it.
I'm a rockin', I'm a rollin' in an overdrive.
Hey, George.
Oh, that's boogie.
Did you like that?
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Oh, great. George Thorogood and
the Destroyers.
He was
dancing around the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. Do you remember Bad to the Bone? That's
yeah.
That's, I think he made his name on that one, Bad to the Bone.
Yeah. And then it was used in...
It's also, I think it was... No.
That, Christine. Well, I think Stephen King film. Yeah. Yeah, Bad to the Bone. I've got three of his albums. This one, it's all live. It's phenomenal.
We were just saying, you know, we're missing live albums. They're just not made now.
There must be, well, as I said, I think people are scared of singing a bum note or something. And, you know, it's the whole point of live. It's raw and it can get a bit sloppy, but energy. And people say, oh, it doesn't sound like the studio version.
Yeah.
That's the whole
That's the point.
Fucking point. Anyway.
Let's move on then.
I think that's great.
Oh,
so,
what's coming up? Oh, we've got some good ones coming up next.
Yeah. The Who. Oh. Another classic live album. The Who, live at Leeds University. Mm-hmm. 1970. I missed them by 4 years. Damn it. And, excuse me. These three all run into each other, a little sort of trilogy, if you like. And they're all singles from the 60s. Substitute be the first one, then Happy Jack, and lastly, I'm a Boy.
Back to back.
Back to back, yeah.
Stop, Jack.
Thank you.
Of course.
With, obviously, then 1970, Keith Main's still alive, and John Entwistle as well, but both sadly gone.
Live in your hometown? Is that right? Leeds?
Not my home. No. Where are you from? My hometown's Iraq.
Cow.
No, I went to Leeds University.
Oh, that was it, yeah. I knew there was a connection to Leeds.
74,
yeah,
78.
That's what you were saying before, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I missed him by 4 years. So a lot of other great people there, though.
Yeah.
Bands always did Leeds.
Yeah,
in the 70s.
And the university circuit.
They did one uni. It would be Leeds.
Yeah.
I don't know if the audiences or the size of the refectory. It could hold about 3,000 people.
Wow. That's big enough.
So Alex Harvey, 10cc, Robin Trower, Gallagher, Boomtown Rats, Kinks. Ah, loads of great bands.
Great days.
It's like 50p, you know. Getting old. Right.
Right.
Next. Hope people enjoyed that.
Yeah. they're playing at Toulouse as well in June.
Yes.
I might go and see them on. Well, I'm rather tempted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. See if Pete still does his windmilling and
his power cords and his
jumping, doing the splits at the same time. I'd have loved to have seen them live.
Roger Daltrey swinging the microphone around.
That's right, like a lasso, catching it exactly at the right time as a power cord crashes in.
So cool.
Yeah.
They're a real, truly cool band.
Yep. Would have loved to have seen them, but hey-ho. Okay.
Let's go on then.
Excuse me. Okay, moving on. Another of my favourite live albums in the top five, definitely. And this is Bob Seger and Silver Bullet Band from 1975. And this is live in his hometown, live in Detroit, Michigan. And this is Kathmandu. Go!
Good host. I raise my whiskey glass, give them a toast. I'm sure they know it's true. I got no rap against Southern states. Every time I've been there, it's been great. But now I'm leaving and I can't be late. And to myself, it's true. That's why I'm going to Kathmandu. Really, really going to.
just love live albums.
Let me cut it. Add another 10 seconds to run.
No, it's still there in the background. Bob Seger from, we reckon, 75, 76, 1975?
Yeah, the album I bought it, double when it came out in 76, but the concert was 75. And just awesome stuff. It's not all like that. There's some slower stuff. If you know Bob Seger, like Turn the Page, one of the great songs, Being on the Road, and For Months, and just wonderful. Get Out of Denver, and I played a track of this about 3 years ago, Nutbush City Limits, his version, which blows Tina, Ike and Tina's out of the water. Love Bob.
And, of course, Kathmandu was very cool at the time, wasn't
it? Yeah, well, so Nepal, and I mean, I wouldn't go there now.
The hippie trail.
Lots of dope and stuff, and I don't know.
And there's a lot of Chuck Berry in that. I noticed a lot of Chuck Berry riffs and guitar.
And the horns, you know.
The guitar solo.
The horns add.
Talking of which, that's a nice link to our next song, isn't it?
Is it?
Chuck Berry, yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Well spotted, Ian. He's on form. He's on his toes, ladies and gentlemen. Right. As indeed Ian said, yeah. Chuck Berry, great Chuck Berry song, Little Queenie. And I'm going to play the Stones version, which was off their live album, Get Your Yah-Yahs Out. And this was when they played in Madison Square Gardens in 1969. And Mick Taylor had just joined. Mm-hmm. Brian Jones had died. And, great album. Too short. It's only 36 minutes. They must have had at least another hour of music.
Yeah.
But the 36 minutes is bloody good. So let's hear it. Little Queenie by the Stones.
Yeah.
love that song.
Yeah.
Go, covered go, by a lot go, of people, but, little Queenie.
Yeah, I like that version. And, yeah, Mick Taylor playing some nice guitar there with Keith.
With Keith.
And Charlie. Charlie just laying down the backbeat. 1969. Yeah.
Yeah.
Madison Square.
Good stuff.
Well, okay.
Last one.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And this last one, well, it's actually one slides into a second one. Probably won't have time for it all, but who knows. And this great band, the Spin Doctors, mm-hmm. if you remember them, Ian. Yeah. Two Princes, Pocket Full of Kryptonite. They had two or three hits. American. And this is a live concert, live album from 1990.
That's right, you gave me an album of theirs, didn't you?
Check it out. Mm. It's called Home Belly Groove, the album. Mm-hmm. And this track is What Time Is It? And what I loved about them, they have this fantastic blend of fusion of pop, funk, rock, yep. blues, hell of a rhythm section, and great guitarist, and Chris Barron on vocals. So, yeah, I hope people like it.
Just to say thanks very much.
Thank you, as always, for having me yet again.
Great selection.
And
my air guitar is now worn out.
Yes, be even more worn out after this track. And, yeah, thanks, everybody. Merci. À tout le monde. À la prochaine, j'espère.
Yes, thanks for listening, everyone.
Bonsoir.
À la prochaine. Au revoir.
Welcome live at Wetlands, the Spin Doctors! Like a falcon. Hey, Daddy-o, I'm Mr. President.
nothing that I do for about some day on jihad. Send me back to old Baghdad. Spin down to shucks. It's so, so sad. What time is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody, how you feeling?